Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren's back with sport. Darren.
I am indeed. Yeah, some good news coming from the Republic of Ireland camp at the World Cup ahead of that game against Australia tomorrow. Vera Powell, the manager, has confirmed this morning she's a fully fit squad to pick from. And that means it's good news for Denise O'Sullivan, who's come through each and every session in recent days as she recovers from this shin injury. Now, they're due to train right now, not at the actual match venue, but close to it. And I'm afraid they're still not arrived. Tony was hinting at this, that the Sydney traffic, they're running about a half an hour late. And I'm saying this, the significance of this, you know, what's the big deal with this? They've only flown in from Sydney, or from Brisbane to Sydney. It's about an hour and a half flight this afternoon, their time, straight to the press conference and then on to training. So they've just been caught up in that. And Tony was kind of maybe suggesting it's not the ideal preparations for a big game tomorrow. So let's hope they can get there pretty soon. But they're running a little bit behind time. And they also have this walk around the actual match venue later this evening as well. So it's around about, 20 to 6 Sydney time over there in the evening at the minute. A little bit behind time. Not ideal for them. But let's hope they get there pretty soon. Better news, though, on that, Denise O'Sullivan. Let's hear from the camp. Amber Barrett scored the all-important goal which sent us through to the tournament, and while no one is giving us much of a chance of progressing from this particular group, she's been telling Tony why they're targeting a good start tomorrow.
I think everybody's going to be well prepared for Thursday, them included, but it just at the end of it comes down to the old, you know, the old GAA phrase, it's who wants it more. And, you know, who's going to be willing to get stuck in more, and, you know, and those are just the little moments that stick out. And look, I think I've said it, I think all the pressure's on Australia because they're the home nation, being tipped to win it on home soil. That's not an easy thing to carry around. So look, we'll just quietly and confidently go about our business. And, you know, I think with the Irish support that we're going to have on Thursday, you know, I'm really, really looking forward to it now.
And it would be nice to have another iconic Irish sporting moment, a goal at the World Cup.
Yeah, I think that, you know, even thinking about that gives me goosebumps, because I think that would just be, you know, think such a special moment. And I'm nearly sure it's the same stadium that Sonia won.
It is. I was there that
silver.
Night. She won silver.
Yeah, I'm nearly sure it's the same stadium. So I just think there's just going to be, again, it's one of those universal things that we just, you know, we're just going to have hopefully that little bit of luck in our backpacks. And
you just reminded me, Sonia in Gothenburg and that,
yeah,
result.
Yeah, exactly. So look, there's always Irish history somewhere in those big moments. But
Eamon Coughlin in Helsinki.
See, you're listing them all out now. But like, exactly, like those are moments, you know, and, you know, as much as they don't mean anything to us, you have to take them, you know, take it with you and say that, you know, an Irish person went down to Sydney and got silver and probably wasn't tipped to get a medal that day, and she did it. So look, we're going to go to Thursday, and yeah, maybe people don't think we'll get anything out of the game. We'll do our best to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. The Irish team following in the footsteps of some of our famous athletes there, as Tony was pointing out. Let's hope they can get a good result tomorrow. Live at 11 a.m. radio coverage on 2FM and the television coverage, of course, on RT2 and The Player. Shamrock Rovers are out of the Champions League. They lost to Breidablik of Iceland 2-1 last night. So over the two legs, it was 3-1. The Irish Independent reporting that Meath footballer Vicky Wall is close to agreeing a deal with the IRFU to join their Rugby Sevens program. That team, of course, is qualified for the Olympics next summer. And the report goes on to say that the union are hoping to fast track her development, which would put her in contention to play for a place in that squad. Rashida Adeleke had a brilliant finish yesterday in the 200 metres at the Continental Tour Gold Meeting near Budapest. Her first run in about 5-6 weeks, and first run as well as a professional athlete. And it was a fine one too. Her time, 22.36 seconds, just outside her Irish record. Coming in second, the race won by the world champion Sarika Jackson of Jamaica. So she was in good company there. Rory McIlroy hoping to end his long wait for a major title at the Open this week. He's hoping victory in Scotland at the weekend will be the perfect platform to build on. Once again, he's chosen not to do pre-tournament press conferences. And he's been speaking, though, to our own Greg Allen. He made time for Greg yesterday.
Rory, you know, you've got to feel that the manner of the way you won last Sunday has fed into something which is kind of special in terms of how it's turned your year. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I certainly feel like the win last week was validation for the good stuff I've been doing over the last couple of months. You know, I've had some great chances to win tournaments recently, last group at the Memorial, obviously the US Open, Canadian Open and the Travelers either side of the US Open, I played very well, but just without getting, you know, getting over the finish line. The manner in which I did it, you know, that obviously gives me a lot of confidence going into this week.
The way that you've done things recently, just generally, I mean, the last year you thrived in chaos. Now you've kind of quietened things down around you. It's all golf, pure golf. Your head is just in one sort of space. You finished runner-up in the US Open and you won the Scottish Open with that sort of strategy. How does it feed into this week for you?
Yeah, I think just the more I can focus on golf and I can focus my energy into the things that I want to focus on, that's my goal. I've done enough of the talking over the past 12 or 18 months, and I did thrive a little bit in that environment last year, but at this point I'm just really fatigued of it, and I just want to get back to being a golfer. And I sort of made that decision, you know, recently, maybe over the past 3 or so months, and you know, it's definitely helped focus me on the things that are important and the things that make me happy.
And of course, you, when you come back to territory like this, you know, which is a very happy place for you, you know, where you won the Open in 2014, your mother, that embrace, I think that's a special moment because she doesn't always come out and do that type of thing. And all of those things feed into, obviously, what is a campaign this week to win the Open, because that's what you're trying to do. There are 155 players trying to stop you and there's nothing due to you. But what do you feel about this week with all of those things feeding into it?
You know, I can't think about those 155 players. I just got to focus on myself. And if I can focus on myself and play the golf that I know that I'm capable of, you know, I'll have a good chance to win. You know, I'm very confident with where my game is. The more I can focus on myself and try to shut out any of the outside noise, you know, that's the best thing for me to do.
Finally, the Irish men's basketball team are in Croatia for the Eurobasket pre-qualifiers. Tip-off is at 7:15. What a match that's going to be, the mighty Croatia tonight. And that's all your sport for now.